Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Bez, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The next few Mishnahs are going to discuss the prohibition of selling or giving a produce that was not tithed, whether Demai or Tevel, to an Am Haaretz. You're concerned he's not going to tithe, he's not going to separate the Miser, and therefore giving it to him would be a problem. Perhaps, this might be connected to the Isser, to the prohibition of Lifnei Iver, Lo Titen Michshol. There's an Isser in the Torah that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block before the blind. In this case, you're literally giving someone food that he's going to eat, and you're confident that he's not going to separate it. So you're certainly not allowed to do that at all. Says the Mishnah Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis Harotza Lachazom Ale Yarok Lahakel Mimaso. A person wants to trim the leaves of his vegetable. He's carrying this bush. He's carrying this vegetable, and it's very, very large. And he wants to trim some of the leaves to lighten the burden on his shoulder. Says the Mishnah, if you want to do that, Lo Yashlich Ad She'aser. You're not allowed to do that. You can't throw them to the ground. You can't trim them until Miser is taken, because we're concerned if you allow the leaves to simply be on the ground, then perhaps an Am Haaretz is going to come along and eat them without having tithed them, without having separated Miser. Continues the Mishnah, Halokeach Yarak Min Hashuk V'Nimlach Lahachzir. If a person wants to buy a certain vegetable from the marketplace, V'Nimlach Lahachzir, and yet, and after, this is very important, after he already lifted it up, he did what we call a kinyan hagba'ah, or in some cases it'd be a kinyan meshicha. There are different types of kinyan and different ways that a person can acquire a particular item. The main way is by lifting it up. To acquire something, you don't even have to pay for it right away. If you take the item and you lift it up, as long as the amount of money that you're going to buy it for was established, was decided upon, once the kinyan hagba takes place, once the item is lifted up, then it becomes yours. You acquire that item. So that happened. So he lifted it up. V'nimlach lahachzir, but then, you know what? The guy decides, you know what? He's not really interested. He doesn't really want the item anymore. Says the Mishnah, Lo yachzir ad she'aser. He's not allowed to return the item until he takes miser from the item. She'eno mechusar eleminyan. Because the only thing missing was the amount of how much was he going to actually take. But the actual transformation of ownership took place. The amount was decided upon. He did the kinyan. He did the act of acquiring the item. And therefore, you're giving it back to the person. But then you own it and you have to take miser before you give it back to an Am Haaretz who's most likely not going to separate miser from it. Continues the Mishnah. Haya omid velokech v'ra toin. Acher yofe mimenu. If, however, a person's standing there and he wants to buy a particular crop, a particular produce from the marketplace, but then as he's sort of looking around and checking things out in the shuk, in the marketplace, he sees another bundle that he would prefer, another bundle that looks even nicer and better for him, says the Mishnah, Mutter lahachzir. In that case, he would be allowed to return the item, Mipnei Shelo Mashach, because he didn't do the kinyan. He didn't really, it's referring to kinyan meshicha, which is one of the kinyan and one of the ways of acquiring. But as the Mishnah described in Maseches Kiddushin, the main way of acquiring movable objects is hagba'ah, is picking up the item. So because he did not yet pick up the item, he changed his mind, not a problem. He would not have to separate miser because it belongs still to the seller, to the person in the marketplace. Now we're going to continue with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Hamotze Peros Baderech. A person finds fruits on the way, on the path. Unitalon La'achlan, and he picks them up, he takes them to eat them. They look delicious, and he wants to eat the fruit. V'nimlach lahatznia. But then, as he starts looking at it, examining it, he changes his mind, and he realizes, you know what? I'm not going to keep it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to just keep it in a nice place, in a nice hidden place for other people who want to come and want to eat that item. Says the Mishnah, Lo yatznia ad she'aser. He can't hide it. He can't put it down. He can't leave it anywhere until he separates miser. Why would that be? like we keep saying, because once he picked it up, once he did the Haggabah, once he lifted it up, he acquired it, his intention was to keep it, his intention was to eat it, it's his, and therefore he has to separate Meister. He wouldn't be allowed to leave it there for an Am Ha'aretz, for an unlearned person to come and take it, until he himself separates the Meister. V'im mitzchila nitalan b'shvil shlo yovedu, but if the whole time, from the beginning, he only took the fruits because he didn't want them to get destroyed, he didn't want anything bad to happen to them, then Potter, then he would be exempt from separating Meister, because again, he didn't take them, he didn't lift them up with the intention of acquiring, of keeping, of eating those fruits. Rather, he just didn't want them to get destroyed, didn't want them to trip on them and so on, and therefore he would be exempt, he would be Potter from separating Meister. Okay, now we're going to go back a little bit to what we were discussing in the previous perek, in the perek Beis, which discussed various quantities of food and when demai does and does not need to be separated. It says the Mishnah, Kol davar she'ein adam rashai lemachro demai. Anytime that a person would not be allowed to sell demai, which we learned in the previous Mishnah, right? That a small quantity of any sort of fruits, you must separate demai before you sell it. If you're a seller, you must separate demai before selling these small quantities. Again, there is more of a profit in them, and therefore you must separate demai first. Says the Mishnah, just like you can't sell such a crop, such produce, without separating demai, lo yishlach lachavero demai, you can't send those same things as a gift to someone. You can't allow, okay, it's fine, I'm not going to sell the small quantity, but I'll just give it to someone as a gift. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that as well. Finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi matir bevadai. However, Rabbi Yossi agrees, while he agrees with this Tanakhama, namely, that you're not allowed to give someone a present if you wouldn't be allowed to sell it without first separating demai. He's matir bevada, he would allow you to give tevel. Bevada means like something that we know for a fact wasn't separated. Tevel is something where we know for a fact Trumas and Maisha were not separated. So Rabbi Yossi says that you would be allowed to separate the to give tevel as a present, uvilvach yodienu, provided that you inform the person. This is tevel, you still have to separate Trumos and Maestros, the tithes were not separated from this particular produce. Now, the reason why demai is different, the Bartinura explains, is because demai is less severe. It's only an Issur Derabanan. It's not as serious. Tevel's really serious. So we assume that a person who's giving someone a gift that's Tevel is going to make sure to say, listen, this is Tevel. You got to make sure to separate Trumos and Maestros. But when it comes to demai, because it's less severe, we assume that the person is going to tell, that the person is not going to tell the buyer because it's not such a big deal. And therefore, demai, you must separate first. You're not allowed to give that as a gift, even if you were to tell the person that you're selling it to beforehand. Quick review. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis discuss the overarching halacha that you're not allowed to give anything to anyone that provide an opportunity for someone, an Am Ha'aretz specifically, to eat your produce without having you separated Trumas and Maestros from that. First, leaves, for example, you can't just leave them there. If there's an item that you find in the marketplace, for example, that you want to buy, once you acquire it, once you do the Kinyan Hagubah, once you lift it up and it's yours, you can't return it until you separate Meister again. You can't give, once you own something, you can't give it to someone else who was not expected to separate Trumas and Meister from that. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, discussed a similar situation, but if you find fruits, you're not allowed to separate, you're not allowed to leave them there and put them somewhere else where someone else might come and take them and eat them if you don't separate Meister once again, because we're concerned that that someone is not going to separate and you cannot do that to them, provide them with that opportunity of eating something without separating Trumos and Maestros. And the Mishnah just concluded by saying that when it comes to Demai, that if you're not allowed to sell it, you're also not allowed to give it as a present. But the exception, of course, is Tevel, Rabbi Yossi says, that when it comes to Tevel, you would be allowed to give that as a gift because the assumption is that you're going to tell the person, listen, hey, this is Tevel, make sure not to eat it without separating Meister. Have a great day.